弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们一起来到主的面前，来求他带领我们今天的敬拜。
So let's come before the Lord. He will lead us in our worship.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前，来呼求你的名。
Dear Father, we come before you to seek your will.
主，你是万王之王，万主之主。
You are the King of Kings.
主，是你的恩典，你的怜悯，把我们这些在罪恶过犯中的人就拯救出来。
It is your mercy and your grace that separate us from our sins.
主，就求主你常常给我们一颗感恩的心，来领受主你的教导。
May you teach us with a thankful heart to always receive your teaching.
主，让我们的生命每日更新，能够越来越像主你自己。
So that each one of our hearts be more like you.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
如果有人问你，你属于哪个国家，或者你是哪国人
？If someone asks you, which country you come from?Of what your citizenship is.
你可能回答说我是中国人。
You may answer that I'm a Chinese.
那么如果对方又问你，你怎么证明你是中国人
？If they ask, how can you prove that you're Chinese?
那么你可能回答，我有中国护照。
Or you say that I have a Chinese passport.
然而如果有人问你说你是否是一个基督徒
？If someone asks you if you are a Christian.
那你可能会说我是基督徒。
You may answer I am.
那么如果对方再问你，你怎么证明你是基督徒
？Then they ask, how can you prove that you're a Christian?
那么可能你会说，我受洗了，我还有受洗证书。
You may say that I'm being baptized. I have a certificate.
或者你也可能会说，我经常星期天去教会。
Or say.I often go to church on Sundays.
你也可能常常会说，我常常也读圣经。
You may also say I often read the Bible.
可能还有别的回答。
Give me some other answers.
没错，护照可以证明一个人属于哪个国家。
It is true that the passport can prove which country you belong to.
但是圣经从来没有说过受洗、去教会或者常常读圣经等等，可以证明一个人是基督徒。
But the Bible never taught us that because we are baptized or we often read the Bible to prove that we are Christian.
或者也就是神的子民。
Or we are children of God.
然而基督徒他一定会受洗，一定会去参加教会的活动，也一定会常常读圣经。
So a Christian will be baptized. They will participate in church activities.
那么圣经启示给我们的是因信称义的真理。
So what the Bible revealed to us is that we are righteous in faith.
所以圣经从来没有说某个人受洗了或者来教会就说证明他是一个基督徒。
So the Bible never said a person.Is a Christian because he was baptized or because he often comes to church.
所以因信称义的真理，它的意思是。
So the true meaning of righteous in faith.
它是告诉我们，就罪人蒙恩得救，成为神的子民。
When the sinners were blessed and become the people of God.
是单单借着神所赐的信心。
Only through the message that was given to us by God.
因信靠耶稣基督，被神称为义。
So because we trust in Lord Jesus, we are accounted as righteous.
那么这完全是出于神的恩典。
This is all due to God's grace.
而不是出于人的善行。
So it's not our works.
也就是说，罪人能够信靠耶稣基督，没有自己一点点的功劳。
In other words, we only believe in Jesus Christ, and not because of any of our own works.
那么，在罗马书第三章21-24节这样告诉我们。
So in Romans chapter 3, it tells us.
他说罗马书三章二十一到二十四节，他说但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证，就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白称义。
So in Romans 3:21-24, but now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift.through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
那么以弗所书二章八到九节也告诉我们，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
So in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 and 9 says, For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing.It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast.
也就是说，罪人蒙恩得救，成为神国的子民，都是因为神所赐的信心，完全是神的恩典。
So in other words, the sinners who were saved by faith is a gift of God.
那么这是一种什么样的信心呢？
What kind of faith is that?
那么今天的信息就会告诉我们，那么孩童般的信心就是神国子民所共有的信心这种特性。
So today's passage will tell us the kind of faith of children is the kind of faith that will make us enter the kingdom.
我们从三方面来考虑这个问题。
We're going to study this from three different perspectives.
那么第一点就是我们应当带小孩子来就近主耶稣。
So the first,We should bring our children to the Lord Jesus.
第二点就是神国的子民有小孩子般的信心。
So the second, the people of the kingdom of God have a childlike faith.
那么第三点我们告诉我们就是主耶稣他爱惜他的子民。
The third, the Lord Jesus cherishes his people.
我们看第一点，我们应当带小孩子来就近主耶稣。
Let's look at the first.We should bring the children, our children, to the Lord Jesus.
那么这是第十节第十章的第十三节。
This is verse 13 of chapter 10.
这里说，有人带着小孩子来见耶稣，要耶稣摸他们，门徒便责备那些人。
And they were bringing children to him that he might touch them, and the disciples rebuked them.
我们在福音书中很多处看到，人们很多的时候把那些得病的或者被鬼附的人带到主耶稣的跟前。
In the gospel, we often see that people bring those who are sick or who are blind to Jesus.
那么让请他为他们医病或者是赶鬼。
And ask Jesus to cure their diseases or chase out their demons.
那么这里我们看到这些小孩子被带到主耶稣的面前。
Here we can see those children were brought to Jesus.
并不是为了医治他们疾病或者是从他们身上赶出污鬼。
It's not to heal their diseases or chase out demons from them.
而是这些人们把小孩子带到主的面前是为了要让主耶稣来摸他们，也就是想让主耶稣给他们亲自的祝福。
So they want...Bring the children so Jesus can touch them or to bless them.
也就是说，这些把小孩子带到主耶稣面前的这些人，他们很可能就知道主耶稣他是谁，他才能给人带来祝福。
So the people who brought children to Jesus, they know who Jesus is, and they know Jesus can bless them.
那么这我们今天的信息中没有告诉我们是谁把这些小孩子带到主的面前的。
Today's passage didn't tell us who brought the children.
但是呢，通过别的这些经文，我们可以看到，比方在路加福音十八章十五到十七节， 他这里告诉我们，那里说有人抱着自己的婴孩来见耶稣。
So in Luke chapter 18, verses 15 to 17, it says they were bringing even infants to him.
那么所以呢，这里是父母亲把他们很小的孩子带到主耶稣这里。
So here it's telling us that the parents brought very young children to Jesus.
那么这里的小孩子呢，可能他们还不会走路，那么在各个方面都需要父母亲的照顾。
So some of these infants may not even know how to walk yet, so they really need their parents to help them.
那么这里我们首先看到这些父母亲们把他们的孩子带到耶稣的面前。
So here we saw first.The parents brought children to Jesus.
所以呢，我们作为神的儿女的，我们也应该把我们的孩子带早早的带到主的面前。
So we as believers and as parents, we should early bring our children to God.
因为我们跟过去耶稣时代的人相比，我们真正的知道耶稣基督，他就是我们的救主，他就是我们的生命的主。
Because compared to the other people, we know Jesus is the Lord, is the Savior.
所以我们更应该把我们的孩子早早地带到主的面前，让小孩子们来得到神的祝福，来得到神的拯救。
So we should bring our children early to the Lord to be blessed and to be saved.
那么我们在这里也看到门徒责备这些人把小孩子带到主耶稣这里。
We can see here the disciples rebuked those who brought the children.
那么这里并没有给出我们为什么说门徒不让这些小孩子来到主的面前。
It did not tell us why the disciples do not want them to bring the children.
那么可能的原因就是，那么小孩子在当时他本来就是被轻视。
It could be one of the reasons in those days the children were not cherished.
他们处于社会的最底层。
So they could be the despised in the society.
那么门徒呢，可能认为小孩子会吵闹。
Or maybe the disciples think they'll cause trouble.
也不懂主耶稣的教训。
They won't listen, won't understand Jesus' teaching.
可能反而会干扰主的事工。
So they may disturb the work of the ministry.
所以这只是门徒他们自己的想法。
This is what the disciples think.
那么从接下来的经文我们可以看到。
So from the remainder of the message, we can see.
这并不是主自己的想法，主并不喜悦门徒这样的来拦阻人把小孩子带到他的面前。
So it tells us the Lord does not like the disciples hindering the children come to him.
而是喜悦人们把孩子、小孩子带到他的面前。
And Jesus loves to have people bring children to him.
因为他喜欢这些小孩子，因为他喜欢他们这种。重洁的信心。
Because he likes those children and he likes their pure faith.
那我们看今天下面告诉我们，就是神国的子民呢，他是有小孩子般的信心。
The following would tell us that the people in the kingdom they all have a childlike faith.
那么这就是我们今天要讲的第二部分，那么是这第十四节到第十五节。
Now, but this is the second point of today's sermon, verse 14 and verse 15.
我们先看第十四节，耶稣看见就恼怒，对门徒说：“让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在神国的正是这样的人。”
Verse 14. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me; do not hinder them.For to such belongs the kingdom of God.
那么这里我们看到主耶稣呢恼怒门徒责备人们带小孩子到达这里来的这种说法，这做法。
So here we can see Jesus was indignant by the disciples' effort of hindering the children come to him.
所以他告诉他的门徒，不但不要禁止他们，反而要鼓励人们带小孩子到他这里来。
So he told the disciples not only not to hinder them, but encourage people to bring children.
那么这里既体现了主耶稣对小孩子的大爱。
Here we can see the love Jesus have for children.
这里也启示我们神国的子民和小孩子有很多的共性。
So it also revealed to us that the people of the kingdom and the children have great similarities.
第一，也就是说，罪人成为神国的子民，他需要其他人把他们带到主耶稣的面前。
So for a sinner want to be the become a people of the kingdom, they need other people to bring them.
那么对于现今而言，也就是说，我们要传福音，并且带领人来到教会。
So for believers tells us.We need to spread the gospel and bring people to the church.
因为我们说教会乃是主耶稣基督的身体，主耶稣是教会的头。
So we know that the church is the body of Christ, and Christ is the head of the church.
所以带到教会就像是带到了主的面前。
So bring them to church is like bring them to Christ.
那么第二，那么罪人成为神国的子民，需要有小孩子般的信心。
So the second, a sinner can become people of the kingdom only because they have a childlike faith.
那我们知道很小的这些小孩子嘛，他们活在父母的手中。
We know that the children live with the care of their parents.
那么他们自己软小，他们自己弱小无力，一无所有。
So they were weak and they do not have anything.
但是他们相信他们的任何需要都会得到父母的满足。
They believe all their needs can be satisfied by parents.
然而对于成年人，我们有时候却总以为我们自己掌握了很多的知识。
But we as adults, we often think we have a lot of knowledge.
总以为我们可以掌握我们自己的命运。
We think that we can control our own destiny.
我们靠自己的努力工作就可以得到我们想要的东西。
So if we work hard, we can get what we want.
所以这其实是就是骄傲，也是神所厌恶的。
So this is pride. This is what God detests.
那么，所以主耶稣呢，在马太福音十八章三节就这样的严厉的告诉这些人。
So Jesus in Matthew 18, warned us.
他说：“我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。”
Truly I say to you.Unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
也就是说，一个自以为是、一个骄傲的人，他不可能进入神的国。
So if a self-righteous and pride person cannot enter the kingdom of God,
所以他必须谦卑的，就像小孩子，他才会认识神。
So he has to humble himself like a child.
而且呢，越认识神多。也会越容易看到我们自己的卑微。
So the more we know God, the more we realize how humble we are.
才会看到我们自己的有限，我们的无知。
Then we will see our own ignorance and our limited.
我们才会越来越愿意来到主的面前，求主来引导，来赐我们智慧。
Then we will more likely to come before God and to receive.Teaching and wisdom.
那么这里主耶稣继续说，在第十五节。
In verse 15, Jesus continues.
他说：“我实在告诉你们，凡要承受神国的，若不像小孩子，断不能进去。”
Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it.
那么主耶稣这里是说，神的国是被承受的，而不是被赚取的。
So we could here tell us the kingdom of God can only receive, but not can cannot be earned.
那么就像父母亲为他们的小孩子预备了一件礼物。
It's like the parents prepared the gift for children.
那么递在他们的手中。
A gift to them.
那么他们必然会毫不犹豫的就接下来。
So they will receive it without hesitation.
而神的国就像。造物主因着他的大爱，赐给他的每个子民一件礼物。
So the kingdom of God is like the Lord who gives to his children because of his love.
那么他的子民必然会毫不犹豫地接受。
So his children will undoubtedly receive it.
就像小孩子从父母手中接过一个礼物一样。
Just like the children receive a gift from parents.
因为他们有小孩子般的信心。
Because they have a childlike faith.
相信这一定是好的。
They believe it is, it must be good.
所以呢，我们往往有的人说，我把圣经，我把神搞懂了，搞明白了，我才要信神。
Some people will say, I will only believe if I can thoroughly understand the Bible.
所以神不是让我们搞明白他，神是让我们靠着他的信心去接受他。
God does not want us to thoroughly understand him, but want us to believe in him and receive him.
因为神他是造物主，我们是受造物。
Because God is the creator, we are the creatures.
我们永远也不会把神完全的搞懂，我们只会从圣经中来明白神启示他自己让我们所明白的。
We can never completely understand God. We can only understand in the Bible by what God revealed to us.
所以呢，一个只有是抱着谦卑受教的心来到神的面前的人，才会真正的接受神给他们预备的恩典。
So only those who come to God with teachable hearts and the humility, they can receive God.
所以这节经文这里呢，也让我们也看到，神的子民他不是说走进神的国。
Here it telling it let us see that the people of God does not walk into the kingdom.
就像我们说从一个地方从一个门而说进了另一个地方，它不是这样子的。
It's not like we enter.A place through a door.
这里说神的，而是神的国临到他们。
Here says the kingdom fall upon them.
所以他们，所以呢，只是靠着信心让我们来承受。
So we can only receive by faith.
所以就像是我们伸开手，空空的手，那么只要你知道自己手空，那么就是一个接受，神把他的礼物就放在你的空空的手里边。
So it's like we come before God with open hands, and God will place on our hands.
就是我们相信，我们才能得到。那么也就是，那么这种信心并不是他们自身产生的。
So the faith doesn't come within themselves.
而是神透过他的圣灵赐给那些蒙恩得救的人的。
So.Faith was given to those who are blessed through the work of the Spirit.
所以只有神的子民才会得到这样的信心。
So only the people of God can have such a faith.
也只有是神预先拣选的他的子民才会借着这种信心主动的去相信耶稣基督成为他们的救主。
Only those people who are elect by God, they will receive and believe.
那么作为父母亲，我们往往是想让小孩子更加成熟。
As a parent, we often want our children to be mature.
想让他们行事为人就像大人一样。
So they can act as if they were adults.
然而这里告诉我们，要想承受神的国，大人反而要需要向小孩子来学习，要像有小孩子那样般的信心。
So here it teaches us, for adults, they have to turn like a child.Be able to enter the kingdom.
因为我们做大人的总是用我们自己的理性来思维好多的事情。
So oftentimes as adult we manage things by our rational thinking.
而一些很小的小孩子，他们也不问为什么，他们父母亲给他什么，他们就要什么，知道这一定是好的。
So for children, they don't even ask. Whatever the parent gives to them, they believe it is good. They will receive.
所以呢，我们大人真的是需要有小孩子那样的信心，承认我们自己没有依靠，一无所有。
So as adult, we must be like a child. We acknowledge we have nothing.
相信只有造物主是我们的依靠和盼望。
We believe only the Creator is our dependence.
那么这种信心，我们说不能靠自己产生。
Such faith.Does not come from ourselves.
乃是圣灵在人的里面工作的结果。
Is what the work of the Spirit in us.
那么这里主耶稣呢，不只是在言语上来体现他对小孩子的这种爱。
So not only Jesus showed his love for the children through words.
他也体现在他的实际的行动中。
He also showed in his action.
那么他爱这些小孩子，并不是因为他们是小孩子。
God loved those children not because they are children.
而是因为他们那些孩子般的那些无伪的信心。
It's because of their innocent faith, like a child.
这也正是神的子民所该有的信心。
This is the kind of faith that God's people should have.
那我们再看下面最后一句，就是主耶稣怎么样来爱他的神的爱他的子民。
So the last point is how does Jesus love his people?
我们看第十六节。
Let's see verse 16.
于是抱着小孩子给他们按手，为他们祝福。
And he took them in his arm and blessed them.
那么这里我们看到主耶稣对小孩子一连串的动作。
Here we can see the series of actions Jesus had toward the children.
那么体现了他对这些完全依赖别人、年幼微弱的小孩子特别的爱。
It shows his love for those young children who are helpless.
那么他一个一个的把他们抱起来，按手在他们身上，为他们祝福。
So he picked them up one by one and laid his hand on them and blessed them.
那么按手呢，在原文中它是表示一种温柔的触摸。
So laying his hand in the original words is a gentle touch.
而这个地方的 bless， 这个地方的祝福呢，它是一个在原文中它是一个分词形式。
So the word of bless in the original word is a participle.
那么表示一种源源不断的从神而来的恩惠。
So it means continually never ceasing grace coming from God.
那么主耶稣呢，对待这些小孩子的态度和方式。
So this is the attitude and the way Jesus showed his love for the children.
也就是他对待每一位神的儿女，神一位神的儿女的神的子民的态度和方式。
This is also his attitude and his way of his blessing for all his believers.
他要我们就像这些小孩子一样来到他的面前。
He wants us to come before him like those children.
承认我们的卑微，承认我们一无所有。
Acknowledge our helplessness and our possessing nothing.
那么他对我们的情感，就像父母亲对那些自己孩子的情感。
So his love for them is like the love the parents have for their children.
那么为了我们的需要，他愿意付上一切的代价。
Because of our needs, he's willing to pay all the consequences.
那么他为了成就父神为我们预备的救恩，
for feeling the salvation prepared for us by Father.
那么他为我们死在十字架上，
and he died for us on the cross.
他三日后复活，如今就坐在父神的右边。
So resurrected after 3 days and now sitting on the right hand of God.
那么他也赐下圣灵保惠师来给他的教会，给他的每一个子民。
He also sent the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, to all the church and to all the people.
那么使我们能够源源不断地得到从他而来的恩惠。
So we can continually receiving the grace from him.
我们也可以从别的 几处经文来体会主耶稣对他子民的爱。
We can also try to experience the love Jesus has for his people through other passages.
我们首先看一下罗马书第八章三十五到三十九节。
First, we'll see Romans chapter 8, verse 35 to 39.
那么这里告诉我们，谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身肉体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。因为我们深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事是将来的事，是高处的是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里的。
Verse 35 to 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以这里告诉我们，不论我们处于什么境况，不论我们在哪里，神的爱永远不会离开我们。
So what it tells us here is that no matter where we are, what our circumstances are, God's love will never be separate from us.
那么以弗所书三章十四节到二十一节也告诉我们。
In Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14 to 21, it also tells us.
因此我在父面前屈膝，贴上地上的各家都是从他得名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们的心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫一切所充满的充满了你们，能照着神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就这一切，超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得到荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。
That's Ephesians 3:14 to 21. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory.He may grant you to be strengthened with power through his spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ.That surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and the Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever.
那么这段经文呢，也告诉我们，我们之所以能够信耶稣基督，成为我们的救主，成为我们生命的主。
In this passage, it's telling us the reason we can believe in Jesus to become our Lord and our Savior.
那是因为耶稣基督他为我们所预备的丰盛的恩典，还有他的慈爱。
It's all because of the abundant love.And grace that Jesus has prepared.
是他的，是借着他赐给我们的圣灵，让我们有了这样信他的信心。
It's through the Lord, the Spirit, that we may have such faith.
所以就是让我们的爱心有根有基，就是我们这不是突然的，也不是这个自己生出来的，乃是有根有基的，是耶稣基督放在我们里边的。
So the faith is deep rooted.And not come from ourselves, but was placed in us by the Holy Spirit.
而且这种爱是超过我们的想象的，乃是长阔高深的。
So such love surpasses what we can ever imagine. It's deep and wide.
也是无法测度的。
And can never be searchable.
那么从今天我们的信息中，我们看到门徒和主耶稣对小孩子的不同的态度。
So today we can see the different attitude the disciples and Jesus have toward the children.
那么门徒呢，禁止小孩子接近耶稣。
So the disciples forbid children to come to Jesus.
而主耶稣呢，却喜悦人们把小孩子带到他这里来。
But Jesus loved people to bring the children to him.
所以他爱他们，他按手在他们身上，为他们祝福。
Because he loved them, he placed his hand on them and blessed them.
他也告诉门徒，罪人只有像小孩子一样，才能承受神的国。
He also told his disciples, sinners can only enter the kingdom with childlike faith.
也从而让我们明白，孩童般的信心乃是神国子民的一个特性，共同特性。
It also teaches us a childlike faith is a common faith for the people in the kingdom.
所以从这段信息呢，我们可以学到以下几点应用。
So from this passage, we can learn the following applications.
首先，我们要把我们的孩子从小就带到主的面前。
So first of all, we should bring our children early in life to Christ.
那么这包括从小就为他们祷告。
It includes pray for them since early age.
和他们一起祷告。
And pray with them together.
那么读神的话语给他们听。
And read the words of God to them.
把他们尽可能的带到教会。
And try to bring them all possible to the church.
那么这是主耶稣给我们的教训。
This is the teaching of the Lord Jesus for us.
那么这就要求我们做父母亲的必须要小心两件事情。
This teaches parents to be careful about the two things.
那么第一就是不要以为小孩子还不懂事。
Do not think because the children do not understand.
以为他们讲圣经也听不懂。
They don't think they do not understand the Bible.
那么带到教会也怕小孩子吵闹，也不能明白讲道。
And don't think that if you bring them to church, they will cause trouble, they will not listen.
所以就把他们留在家里。
So you leave them at home.
那么这我们知道这是主耶稣基督不喜悦的。
This is what Jesus does not like.
所以一个孩子信不信神，不是你我给他讲明白的，乃是神的工作。
Because whether the children believe or not, it's not what we can teach, but only the work of God.
我们做父母的就要按照神的教导来遵行神的旨意，把他们带到教会来。
So as parents, we should follow the teaching and the will of God, bring children to church.
那么第二，我们也尽量不要为小孩子在主日安排那些活动来占据他们敬拜的参加敬拜。
So second,Do not arrange activities on Sundays so that preventing them to come to church.
所以呢，这两件事呢，都是违背主的教训。
Because those two things are against God's teaching.
那么是主不喜悦的，而且这样做呢，会失去从主那里来的祝福。
It's what not liked by God and will not receive blessing from God.
那么第二点我们可以学到的就是当我们来到主的面前时比方读经祷告或者是家庭敬拜
So when we come to the Lord whether we are reading the Bible whether we're worshiping or whether we have a fellowship
或者在教会中跟会众一起敬拜
or we have a corporate worship
我们都要像小孩子般的来小孩子来到父母面前一样
We should come as if a children come before parents.
要承认，要带着盼望的心。
We come with hope.
承认我们的卑微。
Acknowledge our humility.
承认我们本来什么也没有。
And acknowledge we have nothing.
也承认我们一切的好处都是从他而来。
Also acknowledge all good things come from him.
那么就求他按照他的旨意来满足我们一切真实的需要。
And ask him through with his will to satisfy all our true needs.
来，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前，来求主你的帮助。
Heavenly Father, we come before you. We ask you to help us.
主，你既然拯救了我们，主，你也必然会保守我们到底。
Oh Lord, since you have saved us, you will also keep us till then.
主，你也让我们真的知道有多少人现在还没有认识你。
You also let us know how many people still do not know you.
主，包括小孩子，也包括那些没有不信你的那些成人。
including children and those and unbelieving adults.
主，你就真的给我们力量，给我们信心，能够让他们把你的福音早日告诉他们，也能够把他们带到主你的面前。
So give us the strength and give us the knowledge, know how to bring them to you early.
求主你的大恩大爱也能够临到他们。
May your great love and grace be fall upon them.
求主你就像拯救我们一样，把他们也拯救回来，能够成为主你的子民。
So you will save them, become your people like you have saved us.
我们感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.